Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, does that sound really loud?
No.
No? Okay. Welcome to our service this morning. This is happens to be a lay ministry service, so you're lucky that you're here. Pastor Jason and Patricia are off at a family reunion with Patricia's family, and if you look on the front page of our bulletin, Pastor Jason has written a note to us there regarding our service today. Carl will be doing the sermon. I'm going to be doing the liturgy. And we'll start our service then with our first hymn, the hymn of invocation, hymn 809, Great is Thy Faithfulness. We begin our service this morning with the invocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our versicles are from Psalm 115, verses 11 to 13, and Psalm 25, verse 6. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul.
Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise.
Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard.
Who has kept our soul among the living, and has not let our feet slip.
Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfastness from me.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul. Please be seated. Our confession and absolution hymn this morning is hymn 606, I Lay My Sins on Jesus. Me and reciting the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace, and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading this morning is from Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 through 17. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. It is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and your every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our responsive psalm is Psalm 136, verses 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever.
The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever.
The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle this morning is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand if you're able. The Holy Gospel is from the book of Mark, chapter 6, verses 45 to 56.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astonished, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored to the shore. And when they got out of the boat, the people immediately recognized him and ran about the whole region and began to bring the sick people on their beds to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched him were made well. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Our responsory is on page 6. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Our sermon hymn this morning is hymn number 752, Be Still My Soul.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. A message from Pastor Jason today. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ gathered at Trinity Lutheran Church on this Sunday, July 28th, I wrote this to you before I went away to our family reunion. First, let me say I appreciate so much our mutual fellowship in the gospel and the care and love you constantly show to me and my family. Thank you for a time of reprieve from my duties. Patricia and the kids also send you their thanks. As I was considering the message for today, reading and studying the lectionary, I was led to the words of the Apostle Paul in the epistle reading from the book of Ephesians. In verse 18 and 19, the Apostle writes about his hope for us as believers. He says these words, "That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." In other words, he wants us to know the whole reality of Christ completely and totally. He wants us to comprehend it along with all the saints. But if you pay close attention to the language here, he also wants us to know, as he says, the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge. Let's consider this for a few moments this morning. What does he mean? The love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge. In the original language of the Bible, Greek, the term translated to love here is in the verse is agape. Agape love is correctly understood only through the cross of Jesus. It is a specific kind of love, a self-sacrificing love. The apostles' desires that we even today know or fully comprehend this kind of love, which he appropriately calls the love or agape of Christ. Now, as we said, where is Christ's love so perfectly displayed for us? On the cross. The place where he showed us just how much he loves us. After all, our Lord himself said these words to us in John 15. "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." Then just two verses later in John, he explains what he means by saying this. There in verse 15, he says, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you." We can see then that everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. We can see that Jesus laid down his life for us. We are, by his own description, his friends. But this phrase, "everything that I have learned from my Father," this is the breadth and length and height and depth of which the apostles tell us about in our reading from Ephesians this morning. They are one and the same. So we can understand that Jesus fully, not partially, but completely within himself shows us the fullness of what we should comprehend about God. But the amazing thing is, Paul goes on to say that this love surpasses knowledge. In other words, the love of Christ, that beautiful, sacrificial agape, stands high above what we may know as love, even what makes sense to us regarding this. Let this be our encouragement today. Often in life, showing mercy, forgiving those who have hurt us, or acting long-suffering simply doesn't make sense. We've all heard the old adage, "Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me." This means that we aren't going to purposely take abuse from someone who has wronged us. They may get away with it once, but not twice. We have knowledge, so we'll figure it out and remove ourselves from that pain being sinned against us. And while there are circumstances where removing ourselves from physical harm or abuse is necessary, we should ask, is this how our Lord treated us? Or does his love, and should our love, stand tall and tower over the love that makes sense to us? Does it make sense for Jesus to die for a world who doesn't give him even the time of day? No, it doesn't. Does it work according to knowledge to continue to bear our crosses that have come to us, to live with our thorns in the flesh? Not really. But brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus has shown us a new way to live and a new understanding of love, a way that is free, a love that is free enough to love and continue to turn the other cheek despite past hurts. We are free enough to forgive the unforgivable, to love the unlovable. His way is pure. Our ways are not. His way is selfless. Our way is selfish. His ways give and give and give. Our ways have limits to our giving, to our kindness, and our willingness to forgive. Consider this today and be encouraged. The breadth and length and height and depth of who Christ is the perfect love that Jesus didn't just show for us at the cross, but he also gave us at our baptism. That's right, he put it in you and me by the gift of faith and the Holy Spirit at our baptism, amazing agape love. The heavenly ability to love like Jesus loved. Did you know this about yourself? Did you know that you have the ability to love a new way, Jesus' way? By faith, we can do this. We can share the agape love of Jesus. You know, Jesus didn't just die on the cross to forgive you and me. He died for the forgiveness of all people. And even to this day, he works this mighty and magnificent love in and through you and I as his disciples. This is what we are called to do and empowered to do as Christians. We now, thanks to Jesus, can love one another and truly be salt and light to a lost and unloving world. That means to a world that is dark with unforgiveness, we get to be salty enough not to get revenge, but to love and forgive. We get to love with a divine love that surpasses knowledge, that goes beyond what makes sense. We have been blessed to love this way, the way Jesus did. Jesus' love wasn't a two-way street that only functioned if the love was returned to him. No, that's how we love. He loved as a one-way street, love flowing from heaven, whether it's returned or appreciated or not. Now consider the blessings it is, the way you and I have been made rich with a love that works the same way. In a short-suffering world, we are strong like our Lord by his power to remain long-suffering in a world that would crucify pure love. We get to suffer that same way as we love without looking for anything in return. Just imagine if our relationships functioned this way, each party willing to love, to agape, to lay down themselves for the other without demanding anything of the other person at all. If you had two people both seeing the relationship like that, it would be as close to perfect as could happen on this earth. Every single need met, but without baggage of fool me once and without looking for some kind of payday. It's incredible. Friends, this is God's love toward us in Christ. Pure love, the breadth and length and height and depth. This is Christ. It surpasses our knowledge. When we trust in our own understanding, we can't make sense out of it. But the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Our knowledge tells us we're guilty. We haven't loved like Jesus. We sinned. We've even enjoyed it and desired it. Our knowledge says to us that we're guilty, and that God should operate the way we would. Like God is sitting there in heaven thinking to himself, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. But I want you to know, lay ministry wants you to know, Jesus and his apostles tell us there's a brand new love at work in the world. The love Jesus displayed at his cross and delivered to us in his baptism, in our baptism. A love that surpasses our knowledge. A love that towers above what makes sense. And we get the blessing of receiving and sharing that love with everyone we know. I encourage you this morning in this love of Christ, don't be timid. Share. Shout it from the rooftops. And live on his strength, being salt and light to a dark and formless creation that still doesn't know his love. And may we all people, know the breadth and length and depth of God's love toward the world, that he would send his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Thanks again, brothers and sisters. I'll look forward to seeing you all next week, if not before. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Please stand with, if you are able, and we are going to recite the Ten Commandments from the sixth page of the bulletin. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy.
Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
We join in the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. We now join in the offertory hymn 587. Thank you.
We continue now with the prayer of the church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in the prayers of the church here and everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. And let us also remember those on our prayer list for continued health and healing for Betty May, the Jardin family, family of Michaela Wright and Jaden Wright, Frank Rendone, Joe and family, Echo Webb and family, Lori Hauser, Sam Mestis, Cy Cavalletto, Isabel Cody, Julie Nunn, Ricky Luco, Emily Johnson and family, Sean Austin, Jim and Linda Holman, Debbie Ford, Carolyn Jury, Betty Gray, Sandy Santisteven, Betty Patton, Sonny Rumler, and Don Hermanson. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Please stand if you're able. We continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
With Martin.
Thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you will keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and in all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you and keep you.
Amen. Amen.
Our departing hymn this morning is hymn 533, Jesus Has Come and Brings Pleasure Eternal. Thank you. David. Carl said he didn't have any parting words, so we pray that your week to come is a blessed one. Glad that you joined us this morning, and we now end our service by shaking the hand of your neighbor and saying, peace be with you, God's blessings. Amen. God's blessings.
Been listening to Pastor Jason Cody live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM.
This is no ordinary country.